Dave, we're barely going to make it. We're going to be two for two for our monthly model show spotlight and shout out.
Yep. Yeah.
We're going to get this recorded and hopefully dropped on the 31st of January.
All right. Well, fingers crossed.
For an upcoming February show. And to tell us all about that is our good friend Jim Bates. Jim, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Well, we want to hear about your show. That's how we're doing.
That's good to hear. Well, February 17th and 18th, which I hear is President's Day weekend, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Museum of Flight, we will once again be hosting Model Mania, the 2024 edition.
Where is the Museum of Flight, Jim?
Well, that's a really interesting question. It's in the Pacific Northwest. Its address is Seattle, Washington, but it might actually be in the city of Tukwila. I'm a little unclear. It is gotcha. Just about 10 minutes without traffic south of downtown Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Probably hard to miss.
I have to sell myself down the river. It is very hard for me to drive north or south on I-5 when I get near Boeing Field because I'm basically looking out the window at airplanes instead of the cars around.
Well, we won't inform your insurance company of that.
Thank you.
Jim, how long has this show been going on?
It's interesting you brought that up. We are calling 2024 the 33 and a third anniversary of the show. We're not really 100% sure when this started and when it started in its current configuration. I've got data going back. Basically, I've got data from the 90s. This show may have started out as a contest at one point. Somebody had sent me a copy of an advertisement in an old fine scale modeler for this show from sometime in the 90s. And okay, now my data has opened up. I have data back to 1999. It was organized by a couple people. Then it gets really, really amorphous for a couple years. And in 2003, it was organized for the first time by Too Tall Tim Nelson, or just Right Tim Nelson, depending on whose side you pick on that argument. And when it was done in 2003, it was in the side gallery at the museum. And I don't know how many tables you could fit up there, but maybe at most 40 or 50. We are now in what's called the Great Gallery of the museum, under the Blackbird, which every time I call it an SR-71, I get corrected. It's an M-21. We are under that, and it is, in my opinion, either the greatest or the second greatest place to hold a model show. And I think it depends. Do you like SR-71s or do you like Lancasters more? So we literally have our tables under the Blackbird. There are airplanes flying above us in the Great Gallery. This is a display-only show. We organize by modeler. Last year, we had 2,440 models. The year before, we had 1,700. Pre-COVID, we were at 2,172. And there was this crazy year where we all lost our minds, 2012, and we had 3,030 models on display.
You talk about the number of modelers, or the number of models, but this is a display-only show. There, other than the one award that's selected by the museum director, how many modelers, how many people bring a model that they built? Do you have any handle on the number of modelers who are displaying?
Actually, we had 99 exhibiting modelers last year, which was the highest we ever had. My goal this year is to break 100. And to correct you, we now actually have two Curator's Choice Awards. The first one is the Stephen Tontoni Curator's Choice Award, which our wonderful curator Matthew selects his favorite model. And with the passing of Terry Moore, we decided last year to start a Best B-17 award. So those are the only two awards we have. Matthew picks both of them. I think he can be bribed with both IPAs and cash money if you really need an award. And the best part about the B-17 award is the winner of the first ever Best B-17 Terry Moore award was Terry Moore. Because his family brought one of his B-17s. He actually did one of the last models he finished was an HK B-17. So it was nice. Very cool. We do have presentations, seminars. I tried to do some hands-on stuff last year. That didn't work as well as I hoped, probably because of location. But this year we have seminars from people like Rick Lawler, John Bonanni, Bill Huffman, Tracy White, who is a researcher and friend of Dana's, and some other modelers doing everything. A lot of diorama stuff this year. That seems to be the excitement. Josh Scott is doing our special display called World of Gundam 2, or as I like to talk about it, World of Gundam Return of the Stompy Robots. And then we also have a special display done by Eric Brennan, which is about Washington heroes and materiel in World War II. So either people born in Washington or material made in Washington. And those just get their special tables. The Gundam have 10 tables. The Made in Washington, I'll find out what the expected attendance is probably tomorrow.
Do you know how many seminars in total you have over the 2 days?
About, I would say, 10 total, probably all in. We are also doing a make and take this year. We have a Gundam make and take. Josh Scott has arranged for a supplier of his to provide us some of these simple Gundam models. I think they're called entry grade, and you can just actually snap them off the sprues. And iBuildRobots.ca has donated some of those. So we're doing a make and take on Saturday only, which is just Gundam models. And the seminars are throughout the day. There's a slight chance, and I this is something I should know the answer to. Chris Buchholz might be in town presenting. He was here last year doing a Tuskegee Airmen talk. And nobody at the museum has confirmed if that's happening, but I think that is happening this year as well. So we'll have model seminars and Chris's seminar. And I if I had my choice, I would have him talk about being involved in making the movie. But that's probably old news for most people. This is celebration of modeling. All genres are welcome. It doesn't have to be airplanes. It doesn't have to be military. Quite honestly, it doesn't even need to be plastic. So as long as it is a scale model, you bring a model, you get in free, and you get to display.
Now, all of your seminars are free, right? There's no, none of them are paid seminars or ticketed seminars, right?
No, everything is free. You got to pay your admission to get in the door of the museum, and then everything after that is free unless you want to go have lunch. We don't give you a free lunch.
Where can folks interested find the details online?
All right, there's two great places to do that. There is www.nwsm.club, which is the Northwest Scale Modelers page, and then we also have a Facebook group. I do post in the dojo and pretty much any page I can get away with spamming to try to get people to come to the show. We do joke that we are the largest model show in the United States, not named the IPMS Nationals, but we are the only display-only show that I know of that's this big. And that's kind of where I see this as different. As I think I might have said before, we display by modeler. So every modeler has all their stuff on the table. And one of the things I enjoy is seeing people bringing like their first model and their latest masterpiece and seeing those parked next to each other. It can be very eye-opening. And kind of my goal is to inspire the attendees to the museum to pick up our hobby and show them that you can do it any way you want, any material you want, any subject, and just try to get more people into the hobby. We do not have any vendors. I know that makes Dave very unhappy. But Skyway Model Shop is about 10 minutes down the road, and they will be having a President's Weekend sale.
All right. Anything else?
The only thing I will tell you is the Museum of Flight is at 9404 East Marginal Way, Seattle, Washington. And if there is any questions or you want to display or you just generally have questions, contact me. My email is rcaflawyerpilot@gmail.com. That is Romo Charlie Alpha Foxtrot LawyerPilot.com.
All right. Well, Jim, we wish you the best of luck and look forward to some pictures on the dojo from the show and then all the tall tales afterwards.
We will absolutely do that. And sometime I'd like to see one or both of you out here someday.
We'll put it on the bucket list.
There you go. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.